Okay, we found a bike shop. It's like a Ferrari garage of bikes. There is every single possible manufacturer that I respect in here. There's Cannondale. There's Raleigh. They used to be made in England. I don't know if they're still made in England. What's your name, sir?
Name's Henrik. And no, Raleigh's not made in England anymore. It's now a Danish mark.
No way!
Yeah, it is.
So Raleigh used to be made in Nottingham, because my first ever bike was a Raleigh, and now it's made in Denmark.
No, actually, yeah, some of them are assembled in Denmark, but most of them are made in Taiwan.
Okay, yeah.
But it's a Danish company around 40 kilometers north of here in Randers, which are having the rights for the name.
Well, I'm very glad that Raleigh survived in some shape or form, and what better way than in a country so obviously passionate about cycling? Everywhere you look, there's a bike.
Yeah, Danes. Yeah, bike.
More than Holland, it seems. Would that be true, or do you think the Dutch are a little bit more keen?
I think it's about the same.
Okay.
But those are the only two countries that use bikes in that way.
So, have you got a good infrastructure, a good network of bike roads and access?
Yeah, there's a lot of bike roads, and there's just about impossible somewhere to get a car into town, and you can ride a bike wherever you want.
This
is a street right out here. You could see cars are riding one way. Bikes can go both ways.
That's interesting.
There's a lot of roads that are made that way.
So bikes have more access than cars. Is this the laws have been adjusted to encourage people to ride?
Yeah, it has.
Does this mean there's a lot of bike crime, bike theft, robbers on bikes, bike muggings?
Not bike muggings, but there's a lot of car theft. I don't know if it's more than anywhere else. I don't think so. But yeah, there's car theft in Denmark.
Bike theft.
Yeah.
So we see bikes just sitting there unlocked, just
no, I think it's because you haven't seen the Danish locks, because there's actually locks mounted on the bikes that wouldn't be obvious for the non-Dane to see. So most of them are locked on around the back wheel. You just don't see it because you're not used to seeing that kind of lock.
You have here a choice of any possible bike make in the world. What do you ride?
A little bit of everything.
Your own custom brand.
There's more than one bike at my place. Okay. Yeah. But I'm mainly into specialized in Cannondales.
Specialized in Cannondales. I have a Cannondale. Are you impressed?
Yeah, I have three. Are you?
Yeah, very much so. It took me a long time to save up for my one Cannondale. He's got three. But then you do have a shop. So why do you rate Specialized and Cannondale over other bikes?
They have a nice blend of the right looks, and then they're quite stiff, light for making the right speed, but they're actually comfortable as well.
Sure.
Both brands are a lot into comfort, and then that shouldn't be neglected.
So somebody visiting the city that I'm going to pronounce once again probably incorrectly, Aarhus.
Oh, it's fine.
Hey, it's only taking about 25 attempts to get there. They can come to you and hire a bike for any amount of time. What are the costs, and where do they go to find you? What's your website?
It's bikesforrent.dk.
That's with a number 4?
Yeah, with a number 4.
And how much for one day normally? I guess you've got different bikes, rates.
Yeah, but for normal bikes, it's 10 euros, 75 kronos, but that's around 10 euros for per day, and up until a lot cheaper per day if you rent it for longer periods.
Cool.
So we're down to under a euro per day if you rent it for longer periods. We have a lot of exchange students that rent bikes or lease them or whatever for half a year, a year at a time.
Wow.
Cause
does that mean they can bring it into service?
They rent them with a full service included. If they have a puncture, if the lights run out of battery or something, they just drop them by and we'll fix the problems for them. And it's a lot. In Denmark, you have to have a bike to get around, and it's hard to buy a cheap bike and yeah, keep it maintained yourself.
Yeah.
So probably the easiest, the cheapest way to do it for exchange students is to rent a bike for the semester they have.
We need more of this in the UK, but there's very little respect on the road for cyclists due to the amount of cars, so we'd probably all die horrible deaths if we all started riding bikes tomorrow. But
yeah,
you've re-inspired me. I'm going to cycle more, and which means I can ultimately eat more, which is a good thing.
Which is good as well, yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.